This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you want pure, unfiltered, unadulterated sports, you've come to the right place. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, let's get a training camp report out of New England. You can hear him on the Sco Show, the Pat's Pulpit, also writing at USA Today. It's one of our regulars here in the sports bar, Mark Schofield. Whenever we want Patriots updates, we go to Mark. Mark, how are you, bud?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. It's great to be back with you. Excited to talk some football, and looks like we're at least going to get training camps kicking off on time.
Hey, man, first and foremost, I mean, we were off in isolation for a good 4 months during the pandemic. How are you and yours handling COVID and everything that's gone on, the world that has changed, and what are you doing to adjust here with us now being on the dawn of a new season?
Well, for me, things haven't really changed. I mean, I was lucky enough to be able to be working from home, you know, before this started anyway. I mean, I think the biggest change is, you know, I feel bad for my wife now, who gets to see what I do all day long, which is basically sit in front of a computer and play around on Twitter while she's actually having to do work and pretend that, you know, home is now her office. So I think the biggest adjustment has been for her, but we're doing well. Family's doing well. I'm glad to hear you guys back on the air, excited to get you back, and excited to be back with you.
Yeah, and hopefully we get some football. I want to start here, Mark, because I'm sure you've seen the commentary and people connecting the dots there. And there was a tweet from Adam Schefter that kind of suggested this, that Bill Belichick had something to do with those opt-outs yesterday, that, hey, we're getting ready for the tank. Is there anything to this, any validity at all to the idea that Bill Belichick was behind these players opting out yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, anytime Belichick makes any sort of move, people immediately wonder what else he's cooking up in that brain of his, you know. And when all these opt-outs came out, you could see a scenario where, you know, he's looking at the schedule in front of them. He's looking at the fact that, you know, they're going to have a quarterback not named Tom Brady next year. And he's putting the dots together, realizing that, you know, we could possibly have a scenario where we don't play that well. We finish 4-12. We take advantage of this situation and have some guys opt out. And then we have an early draft pick. Maybe we get a Trevor Lawrence, a Justin Fields. Now these guys come back, like Dante Hightower, Patrick Chung. They're going to be paid now their 2020 salaries instead of their 2021 salaries. And you can start to see why people would connect those dots. I think in reality, though, Belichick is doing something. And there's a reason we saw these opt-outs early. He wanted the guys to get him that decision earlier rather than later so they could get a jump on any potential free agents that they would have to sign. You look at now, they've lost, in addition to Hightower, Kyle Van Noy, Jamie Collins, and Landon Roberts. They're going to need a linebacker. This now gives them a chance to start making those calls early, because with the deadline of, say, now August 4th, with all these teams and these players have to make these decisions, you might see a frenetic sort of sign-in period like we often see at the end of the draft with undrafted free agents. Now the Patriots get a bit of a jump on that. So I don't think that he's really going full-on Machiavelli in here, but I do think he wanted those decisions sooner rather than later to give him and the Patriots front office a bit of a leg up when it comes to signing some guys to replace players that opted out.
I think of Hightower specifically, Mark, and you know what? This guy's already won his rings and doesn't really have much to prove. He's done well for himself as an NFL professional. We've heard from other players that have exited New England. Playing in New England, while the championships are nice, isn't always fun. And in these instances, whether you're Chung or Hightower, you know, is COVID really just the tipping point and not really the reason why you're opting out? But more than anything, like, yeah, I could take a year off from Bill Belichick's rule if it's being allowed.
Right. I mean, you know, I think that is something to consider. That might be something that these players have considered as part of their decision-making process. You know, it's one extra layer to the decision where, you know, you could come back and, you know, chances are if you contract COVID-19 as a healthy young man, you're not going to suffer any sort of dire consequences as a result. But there is a risk. And there's also a risk for those around you. And if you could avoid that while also getting a year off and Bill Belichick yelling at you all the time, maybe you would take advantage of that. And you're right. We have heard players before, as they leave New England, say, you know, the rings are nice, the winning is nice, but, you know, it's not like guys are really having a fun time over there. We saw that perhaps most recently with Rob Gronkowski, decided after a year off to come back and now play for Tampa Bay. So, you know, that may have factored in a bit with some of these guys. But I do think for, you know, players like Sean, who has some family issues, Hightower as well with some family health issues, as we just saw, although he's not a Patriot anymore, Nate Solder, as you had in your sports update there, he's decided to opt out. He's a cancer survivor. His son currently battling cancer. You know, there are players that have some family health considerations that if they don't get it or if they do get it, they'll be okay. But they have to worry about those around them. And I think that's the biggest layer for most of these players.
Mark Schofield, you can read his work as part of the USA Today Network, our guest here in the Sports Bar. So we have all these defections, some of them on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, Chung, Hightower, obviously. You do still have Gilmore and the McCourties back there. Is that enough? That was a really good defense last year in New England. But, Mark, again, the question, is that enough? Well, can the Patriots use the next man up here?
It's going to be tough, guys, especially at that second level of this defense, because, again, before Hightower decided to opt out, this is a defensive linebacker unit that lost Kyle Van Noy, that lost Jamie Collins, and lost to Landon Roberts. And Roberts might not be sort of a household name, but when you're now talking about Hightower opting out, the guy that was probably the next man up to replace him would have been a Landon Roberts, that sort of throwback, two-down thumper type of linebacker. You know, now they get Juwan Bentley, who's going to be a third-year player who missed last season with an injury, but they were excited about him. You have, you know, Brandon Copeland, who they recently signed. Maybe he could step in. But they've got some issues now at linebacker. They could perhaps look to, say, John Simon to be the Van Noy replacement, a guy that can do some things off the edge. But it's going to put a lot of stress on that secondary now, you know, because when you have defections and you've lost some players at the front of your defense, you might not get that pass rush you're used to. It's going to really put more stress on those guys in the back half of the defense. And you mentioned those two guys, Jason McCourty and Devin McCourty. They haven't opted out yet, but they have their podcast, the Double Coverage podcast, and they've talked a lot about how, you know, this is a risky time for players. It would not surprise me. I don't have any sort of inside information or anything like that, but just reading between the lines and listening to their podcast, I'm not 100% those guys are coming back. And if those two players don't come back, then this defense is in a lot of trouble now. It's not the unit we saw on paper last year, certainly not, and even going into this offseason.
Mark, let's talk about the Patriots offense going into this year. I don't know, somebody left in free agency.
Some guy escapes
my memory right away. But, you know, the idea that Cam Newton comes in, you've got him at a bargain, typical Patriot fashion. You sign him at a low ball price, and you're getting value out of the most important position on the field. You know, somebody floated out the idea to us yesterday on our show, and I actually think that this makes a lot of sense given what the Patriots are and what their history is, that, you know, Cam, knowing what we know about him, his athleticism, his let's just say his arm talent isn't exactly his strength. You know, could you see a scenario where Cam Newton, while maybe the starter in New England, is really more used as that dynamic runner, a la like a Lamar Jackson, and then you do still see Stidham come in as more of your passer of the football, being that he might actually have a more accurate arm than Cam?
I mean, it's certainly possible. I mean, I wouldn't put anything past, you know, Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels in terms of getting ready for this season. And, you know, these are sort of uncertain, different times. We haven't had a full mini camp. We're not going to have preseason games. And while Cam Newton can certainly run New England's offense, it might take him a bit longer to get up to speed given the lack of a full training camp and mini camp program. And Jared Stidham might benefit from that. He might sort of have, you know, that sort of conceptual leg up in terms of learning the offense. You know, I think the big question with Cam, you know, if the New England Patriots get anything close to 2015 Cam Newton, 2017 Cam Newton, there's going to be new elements to this offense that we haven't seen. Athleticism from the quarterback position. You know, when you think about New England last year, when you're defending them as a defensive coordinator, all you really had to do was double cover Julian Edelman. We saw teams do that, like the Houston Texans. Take a defensive back, put him on James White and then dare Tom Brady to throw the ball somewhere else. Now you can't do that as much because you have to at least account for Cam Newton and his ability to run. You know, defensive coordinators aren't going to allocate a defender to spy Tom Brady, but you might have to do that with Cam Newton. So I think they want to get him, you know, as the focal point of their offense, but it might take some time. And without preseason games and a full training camp, Stidham might have that leg up. And as far as the passing game goes, I think there are elements that Newton can do of their offense. A lot of the, you know, back shoulder stuff they tried to work with N'Keal Harry. That might be something that Cam Newton can do well. But the timing and rhythm elements, that's not really what Newton is known for. Stidham might have a leg up there.
Patriots scheduled to open the season on the 13th of September against Miami. What is the media access going to be like in New England? I asked the question because, you know, here up here in Buffalo, you're going to have some reporters going in, but we pretty much know, right, what the Bills' offense is. I'm just curious, does Bill Belichick use the current situation in the world to say no media at all? Because, I mean, it would be a complete – is it possible they blow the whole offense up here and design something new? I mean, if you're Brian Flores, what are you game planning for here week one?
Right, and I think, let's put it this way, guys. We learned yesterday that the Cleveland Browns, they're going to actually broadcast practices 2 hours a day live so fans can watch them since they're not going to be able to attend training camp. I don't make a lot of guarantees, but I can guarantee you the Patriots are not going to do something like that. You know, Bill Belichick is not going to put cameras on their training camp and say, all right, everybody, you can watch what we're doing. Absolutely not. You know, I think they're going to play things close to the vest like they always do. And you're right. You know, we expect New England to have their sort of offense that they've had for years, you know, dating back to Charlie Weiss and then Bill O'Brien and Josh McDaniels. It's been fairly constant throughout this Tom Brady era. We might see a completely different offense. They might come out and it might look more like the spread RPO type stuff that we've seen from the Ravens and other teams in the recent years that have worked more of that stuff into the game plan to help younger quarterbacks. That does play to Cam Newton's strengths as a quarterback, and it allows you to tap into his athleticism. So we might see a completely different offense. And so, yeah, media access, you know, Bill Belichick's one of those that if he could just have no reporters around at all, he'd take advantage of it. So I'm sure he's going to try to take advantage of these times and try to say, look, you know, we just can't have you guys around. We're trying to protect you, right? We're doing this for you. We're not really hiding anything. No, that wouldn't be like what we do.
Mark, given what we know today about the AFC East, the opt-outs in New England, Jamal Adams leaving the division, you know, Tua now in Miami and everything that's going on down there, handicap the AFC East for us, Mark. Objectively tell us, what are your thoughts on the division as a whole? Who do you think has a little bit of a lock on what this on the division title here at the end of the season?
I mean, I still think Buffalo right now is the inside track to this. I mean, and I said that, you know, after, you know, the free agency, the draft period, when it looked like New England was going to be, you know, handed the keys to the franchise to Jarrett Stidham. You know, I thought that the Stephon Diggs acquisition was a huge one for Buffalo. I love what Buffalo puts on the field defensively. You know, I think if Josh Allen could take just a big, you know, just a small step forward, it doesn't need to be a big step, but I think the Diggs acquisition will help in one of his weaker areas, the vertical part of the passing game. Diggs was such a dangerous downfield threat last year, one of the best receivers in the vertical game last year. You know, I thought Buffalo was in really good position. And yes, the Patriots acquired Cam Newton. That will help them offensively. But this defense has taken some hits over the past couple of days. And so while that gap may have narrowed somewhat, you know, with the Cam Newton acquisition, you know, I still think Buffalo has the inside track. The Jamal Adams trade, you know, if you were looking at the Jets as perhaps team three in this division, I'm a big Jamal Adams fan. I think he's, you know, the dynamic, versatile safety you need in today's NFL. And so while I think that sets the Jets up for, say, 2021 and beyond, I think that weakens them this year. And I love what Miami did this offseason. I love the Tua pick. I think he's a clean quarterback, provided he's healthy. I love the Byron Jones acquisition. I love some, you know, the Kyle Van Noy acquisition as well. I like what Brian Flores is doing. You know, Noah Igbinoghani, the defensive back they drafted with their third first-round pick out of Auburn, that gives them three athletic corners with Xavien Howard, Jones, and now Noah, the rookie from Auburn. I love what they're building, but they're probably a year or two away. And so I still think Buffalo has the inside track in this division.
Hey, I know you study quarterbacks. How do you manage that if your floor is down there with Tunga Vailoa? Because you obviously want to get him in there as soon as possible, but you also have missed all of this time, and you do have Ryan Fitzpatrick, and we know what he is. So how do you manage that if your floor is?
Yeah, I mean, you want to get Tua on the field. You want to see what he could do. There's, you know, as much as quarterbacks now train in the offseason and, you know, go through even, you know, virtual reality programs to, like, start to study an offense, nothing can truly replicate running your team system when you've got guys on the other side of the line of scrimmage trying to cause you physical harm. It sounds crude, but it's the truth of the game. It's the truth of the position. So you want to get Tua onto the field. But you didn't draft Tua to run him onto the field and try to be competitive in 2020. You drafted Tua so you could build the next 10 years of your franchise. So I think as much as you want to see him on the field, you have to be smart with him. You have to be smart with how you handle him. If he's not 100% cleared and ready to go health-wise, you have Ryan Fitzpatrick. You can take your time. You can be patient with him. Because you can ruin quarterbacks if you run them out there too early. That's the last thing Miami wants to do with him. So I think, you know, unless he comes out and shows you a complete mastery of the offense and he's completely ready to go health-wise, you start the season with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Mark Schofield in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Mark, you're always gracious with your time to jump in and pull up a stool here in the Sports Bar. Let our listeners know where they can read more of your work and hear more of your work as well.
Well, guys, thanks as always for having me. Always a blast coming on with you. You guys are nice to me, even though I'm a Patriots guy, so I have to respect that. You can follow me on Twitter on the Bird app at Mark Schofield. And like you said, the Scho Show podcast over at SB Nation, and I write for USA Today, part of the Wire Network, covering the NFL with Doug Farrar.
Mark, great stuff as always. And let's do this before week one again. Really appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day. Thanks again.
You got it. Mark Schofield. Yeah, the Scho Show. Part of the Pat's Pulpit there, SB Nation, and now writing with USA Today as well, covering the NFL. Love getting Schofield's insight on the Patriots.
That was something that kind of came up yesterday. I think we might have mentioned it once, but I think it's worth diving into. The fact that the Cleveland Browns are going to, every day, hey, here's practice, 2 hours. Understand how this works, right? When the Buffalo Bills are at St. John Fisher, you as a fan can go out. You as a fan can take your own private pictures, but other scouts are not allowed to show up. That is kind of the NFL rule that you, other teams, the Patriots, the Jets, they are not allowed to come in, scout things if you're going to open up camp to the public. What benefit does it serve the Cleveland Browns to be showing everything over the internet where nobody's going to be able to police that? I mean, if I have the Browns on my schedule, I'm going over that whole video and kind of dissecting and taping the whole thing.
You know what they say, the Browns are the Browns.
And conversely, it would not surprise me at all, week one, if the Patriots come out, or how many teams will come out, like, what am I looking at? That's going to be fascinating when we don't have any information really coming out.
I love Charchian's take from yesterday when we had Paul Charchian from KFan in Minneapolis on with us yesterday, who basically said, hey, look, we were talking fantasy football. When asked about what Cam Newton might bring to the Patriots offense, his take is, look, why not run Cam into the ground? You don't know what you have in Cam, except for you know he's an athletic freak who can run the football. You got him for 1 year. Abuse him. Abuse him and let the leave the throwing to the kid. Let Stidham be the guy that throws the football. So while Cam might be your star, your starter, you go ahead and let Stidham be the guy that throws the ball, because we all know that Cam's accuracy has never been really a strength of his game. I love that. Would you be shocked at all to see the Patriots do that? I wouldn't be shocked at all to see the Patriots employ that kind of strategy.
No, because like the Patriots, their running backs are usually good receivers out of the backfield, but you never really saw Tom Brady in the spread, right? It's not Tom Brady. Ooh, because the spread is supposed to be if you have a mobile quarterback.
Yeah, never saw Tom Brady in the RPO. Never.
No, never. None of that. So, yes, I don't expect to see the Tom Brady offense. Like, Cam Newton comes in, okay, hey, learn this kid. Or Jared Stidham, oh, I've been studying the Tom Brady. Well, get what? Just, you're going to be studying something new. If the Patriots are smart, they're going to play to the strengths of Cam Newton. It ain't the Tom Brady offense.
I want to make sure we have plenty of time here for I'll Drink to That in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. I have a couple of takes and a non-sports take today that right now is being highly debated on Twitter, Gene, and I have to share it on today. I have to share it today because today is National Chicken Wing Day. An idea for Major League Baseball and how to deal with the Miami Marlins and how to deal with other players who might break the protocol that's been laid out in front of them in order to keep everybody safe. And Joey Bosa getting paid. I've got a take on Joey Bosa.
Okay, I've got a hot take for hockey fans. I wouldn't mind seeing the Boston Bruins winning the cup. Wouldn't mind. See, in fact, I'd rather see the Boston Bruins win than another team that might be suffering. When I explain to you my logic, maybe I'll get you to agree with me on
okay.
this. And also, there's a team every year that comes into Rochester to play one of our minor league teams here. See if you can figure this out. Well, now this is the latest team that is under review for a name change. And in my opinion, this is where we kind of draw the line here. Yes, you want to change the name of Redskins, but I'll give you my take on why this is a little off base.
All right, I'll drink to that is on the way next. You're in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia takes on the way on ESPN Rochester.
ESPN Rochester is excited to introduce Radio.com Rewind. Radio.com Rewind. It's your way to check out and listen to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. If you missed it over the past 24 hours, on-demand audio of Rochester's only local sports talk show and afternoon drive. Download the Radio.com app and select and favorite ESPN Rochester. Maybe you missed a big interview, something funny, or just want to hear the entire show. Easy to navigate. Pause and rewind any length of segment you choose or take a listen to the entire show. It's the all-new Radio.com Rewind from ESPN Rochester. Download the Radio.com app now and rewind up to 24 hours so you can catch anything you might have missed on the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Listen the way you want, when you want. Only from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.